And there we are. So good. Congratulations on the signage, on the new signage. Very good. Anybody else have some wins, some celebrations they want to share? First of all, hi, Sharon. Thanks for joining the call. And what we're doing right now is I'm just asking for people to share some things that went well for them this week, if they care to. And I'm waiting. Kim Dakin. Yeah, tell us. Tell us things. I haven't unmuted you yet. Oh, I'm so, click to engage questioner. I've engaged you, Kim. Go ahead.
I love this woman who's giving us the play-by-play.
I'm a verbal processor. I can't help it. It's just
no, that's okay. I'm talking about the recording. You know, every button you push, you get a little signal, which is great.
Oh, that woman. Yeah.
So, celebrations this week. I did a large meeting yesterday. I was presenter at a large meeting yesterday of HR professionals who were there to see and engage in the card game that I put together for working teams.
Wow, how'd it go? That's great.
It went really, really well.
Oh, man.
I was really pleased. You know, I woke up, it's been a really kind of tense and stressful and nightmarish, awful kind of week. And I thought, oh, my God, this is the worst week to have to do this presentation. But I woke up yesterday just, I guess because I've had such a stressful week, thinking to myself, well, this, I'm just going to have fun today. I don't really give a shit what happens.
Right,
I don't care what the outcome is.
Uh-huh.
And I got six very hot prospects. Came up to me afterwards and says, please come talk to me about doing this with my team or my company's retreat.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
Terrific. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's always good to go in and have a goal, you know, networking or presenting, to have something completely within your control, like I'm just going to have fun.
I'm just going
to have
fun.
Terrific. Good for you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, let's see. There we go. Let me see who is next, who has... Ah, Sharon Guskin. Unmute. Are you unmute?
Hi there.
Hi, wait, welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Good?
I'm fine. I can hear you. What?
Yeah, I can hear you. I had an interesting week. I have to say, you know, it's been very interesting because I'm trying to figure out, like, the best way to continue the kind of marketing of my novel, and it's just, you know, it's interesting to notice where energy develops.
Yeah.
And I had a while ago this person came to a reading I was at, who was the daughter of Brian Weiss, who wrote Many Lives, Many Masters.
Uh-huh.
And I had a nice connection with her, and I signed a book for her dad. And we gave one, you know, for her to give to her dad, Brian Weiss, who's like this big best-selling author. And so even though my book is sort of like a literary book thing, you know, I was sort of checking that avenue out. And it turns out he read it, he tweeted about it, he posted it on Facebook, how much you like the book. I went to this big event of his on Saturday and met with him. And he held up the book in front of the 500 people in the Javits Center. And, and then I got in touch with... through kind of his daughter, these other people who are all kind of that world, and I'm going to meet with a publicist on Monday who kind of handles that world. And what became really interesting really quickly is that I realized that whereas my book was marketed as like literary fiction, and there's like just a debut, a literary fiction debut with commercial angle to it, there's a gazillion of those. And what these people are telling me is, like, actually, in the world of people who are interested in spirituality and past lives and stuff like that, there were very, very few well-written novels.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately went from a pool in which it's like you have to jump up and down and scream to be noticed to a pool in which everybody's really excited about this novel because it's, like, decent. And
I
most of the things in that genre are kind of a little bit like...
The Celestine Prophecy is badly written. Just badly.
I mean, I never read that one, but there's just not very many of them. There's a lot of fantasy books.
True.
There's schlocky books.
It's
and
true.
So to have a book that's very serious, you know, pretty very serious and well-written with this topic, on the you know, so in one world, it was a liability, and my publisher didn't even mention what it was about in any of their publicity material. And then in another world, it's a huge asset, and it's a rarity, so that all these, you know, so this woman yesterday, I gave, who's this lovely editor at Hay House, who's not publishing my book, but she's just, out of the kindness of her heart, she's sending my book to all these big-time kind of spirituality authors.
Mama, that is so wonderful.
So it was really interesting. It's very interesting.
It is interesting. It is all in the eye of the reader, and you're moving towards the positive, and people are really getting it. So congrats. I'm going to move on. Terrific. So now, I did that right? I did that wrong. I did that right? I did that wrong. Hold on. There she is. She's off. My intention today is to have fun, people. Just like Kim. I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to make a zillion mistakes, and I'm going to enjoy everyone's company anyway and have a good time. So we're moving on to another. The next set of questions I want to field have to do with your experience so far with your accountability partner. Any questions you have or concerns you want to voice, the Q&A is open. Please just raise your hand. Let me see if you want to share or ask anything about that process. Give me a little, I don't know, I wish we had thumbs up or something. Let me know if it's going well. If you want to, if you're able to chat, you know, just say in the chat, we're doing fine, whatever. I just want to make sure everybody gets off on the right foot with their accountability partner. Oh, okay, Kim, go ahead. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. I had a delightful conversation with my accountability partner. I guess my question has more to do with the, did you send us a framework via email for this? I'm looking at accountability partner questions. Is this what I'm supposed to look at and ask my partner?
Oh, no. This is the handout for the call, the thing that you see
for
on
our
the screen.
Call here. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Yeah, the accountability partner guidelines were sent out last week, and they're also posted in the file section of the Facebook page.
Okay, I remember. Yeah, I read those. I thought maybe this was a follow-up to that, but that's
no,
okay.
No, I'm sorry for the confusion. I can see how you're not alone. Other people thought that too. No, this is just, this is the agenda. When I send this to you and it says week two, week three, whatever on the top, it's the focus of the call, where does the time go, and the agenda for the call. So maybe I'm showing my hand too much. I don't know. I have to think about that. Okay. Does anybody else have anything they want to share or ask about accountability partners? Go ahead. Oh, there we go. Heather Gale, hold on. How are you? I got you, Heather. You're unmuted. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm not sure how to work this.
Well, I hear you. You see me.
Oh, you hear me? Okay. I wasn't sure. I'm not even sure what I'm doing. I spoke to my accountability partner, and we're trying to meet on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Both of our schedules are kind of busy, but it was a good conversation. It was a good introduction.
Excellent. And thank you for posting a little about yourself on the Facebook page. Everybody, please go visit that regularly. Heather Gale is a fascinating lady and up to really interesting stuff. So please check her out and see what she's up to. Heather is now in the process, among many other things, of working on a novel, right?
Yes, I am.
And just remind me again, is that the focus of your participation in the group right now, getting started on that novel?
Yeah, it's actually getting started. Yes, yep. It is.
Yep. Excellent. Very good. Terrific. All right. So one more question. Does anybody have any other questions, concerns, remarks about accountability partners? Going once, going twice. Of course, at the end, there'll be some Q&A, and you can talk about it then, too. So, yes, without further ado, let's move on. As you see on your screen, we're going to talk about the year. We're already all the way through the first quarter of the year, which is incredible. Oh, I'm just going to end the Q&A thing here. Yeah. So it's really going fast, as we may have noticed. So it's very important. And we're at the beginning of another quarter, a fresh start, to really get clear about what it is you're moving towards. So if you can, grab a piece of paper. You won't be able to type into this on the screen. If you printed out the handout, use that, whatever. I'm going to give everybody a few minutes now. I think I'm going to give everybody like 2 minutes. And it's really good to do this quickly. I want you all to just write, what are the three top reasons? Yes, you can unmute yourself in case of an emergency. 911. What are your three top reasons for wanting to create what you're here in the group to create? Just go right ahead and write about that. I'll shut up for a little bit. And I would encourage anybody who's listening to the recording of this later, you stop the tape and take the time to do this right now.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. What are the three top reasons for wanting to create and do whatever it is you're here in the group to accomplish? What are your three top reasons for it? It could be to make money. I don't know. Whatever it is. Okay. So you may have only gotten a start on that. I don't know. But it's not too, all of this is TBC, to be continued, if you don't, if you feel you want to dig in a little more. But off the top of your head is really the best anyway. So I'm going to move on to the next question. Who are you doing it for? You may be among that number. I don't know. But take a few minutes to write about who are you doing your work for. Who are the people you will help or who will be enriched by your work? Okay, very good. And lastly, take a minute now I have two more questions. What are the three things you want to accomplish in your career or on your creative project this year? What are the three things you want to accomplish in your creative career or project this year? And go ahead, if you're listening to the recording of this, stop the recording, take a little time to do this, and then turn it back on. But I'll also be shutting up for a couple minutes. Okay, and lastly, name three things you want to accomplish in your personal life this year. Three things you want to accomplish in your personal life this year. Okay, now I'm hoping you all heard me asking those questions because I am getting used to this modality. Can you just, I'm going to unmute everybody and just shout out if, let me do that. Just shout out. You are in Q&A mode. Nobody's in the queue yet. I'm trying to figure out how to unmute everybody. I can't. So unmute yourself by hitting *6 or whatever. Yeah, Caddy. Whoop, Caddy, did you hear everything, all those questions?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I heard everything.
Oh, okay, thank you, madam. Very good. Okay, I'm going to go back.
And I can't listen too.
you the man. All right, okay. All right, everybody. So we are in Q&A mode again, and I want to hear people share a little bit about their answers and anything that was that came clear to you, any ahas, anything like that. So please go ahead and raise your hands. This is the barn raising for the quarter session we're having today. Okay, Kim Dakin. Yes, ma'am. Did I mute you? No, I didn't mute you. Good. There's a delay when I hit the bubble with next to your name. There's a delay before it shows that you're unmuted. So that's why it's a little weird. And then I'm going to get to Heather next. So go ahead, Kim.
All right. So I'm going to tackle the first question. Okay. Top three reasons I want to create what I'm creating is to solidify my skills, to increase visibility, and to increase profits.
Bravo. Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. That's clear as a bell. And are you doing it for? Who are these people you're helping?
I am doing it largely for employees and team leaders in small and large businesses, people who do freelance facilitation work. It's largely who will be helped. The three things I want to accomplish this year, I would like 5 to 7. At first I wrote 3 to 5, and I thought, nah, I better go bigger. Five to seven team engagements.
Yeah.
3 to 5 ongoing presentation coaching circles. I do presentation coaching with, and I'm focusing on younger women, like women 20s, 30s, who are trying to build their leadership skills. Yeah. And also, this is big and big scary, I would like to have a book draft done by the end of the year.
Oh, man, that's exciting. We got a few books going in this group. I love it.
Yeah. Three things I want to accomplish in my personal life. I'd like to lose and keep off those last stinky 5 pounds.
Okay.
I'd also like to meditate and exercise daily. I'd like to do it consistently enough so if I don't do it, I miss it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And write daily. Those are the things I'd like to do.
Very good. Excellent. So, okay, let's move on to Ms. DDA. Heather, do tell.
Okay. My three top reasons for why I'm doing what I'm doing, I believe my story, because I want to write, and it's more about myself and my past. I believe that my story will help other women that probably have gone through abuse as a child or, you know, in their young life. I believe that my story will help other people move beyond their pain.
Right.
I'm doing it. It will also help me heal and move past my pain.
Yeah.
And I think that was it I came up with.
That's terrific.
The reasons why I'm doing it, obviously selfish reason. I believe writing actually helps you expose things within yourself that you may not know that you're still dealing with.
Right.
So one, the selfish reason is to help myself grow to the next level.
Stop saying it's selfish.
Okay.
To help myself grow. Yes.
Again, in talking to a lot of women, I see that we all have dealt with something similar. So I'm doing it to help somebody else. Maybe through my story, someone will see themselves and be able to foster good relationships or see what they need to work on.
Exactly. That's terrific.
Things that I want to work on, personal things, less stress, because I'm a stressor. I stress over the small thing. So learning how to stress less.
Learn how to stress less.
Yes,
so maybe something you can talk about, too. I mean, I think you're focusing on the book, but also, I mean, coming up with specific things you can do to stress less would be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do some of the things, but it doesn't always seem to help.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear what you're saying. And, when you know, all of this is fair game for the laser sessions, by the way. Or if you want to give me a quick call after the session, or we can exchange emails about coming up with specific goals around creating less stress, because it's a nice idea, but without some sort of a strategy, you're not going to make the shift, right? And you also have to know what it is not to feel stressed.
Yes.
Because otherwise, it's pretty hard to know what you're going for, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to move on. I want to hear a little from Ms. Sharon. Yes. How is this for you, Sharon?
How is what? You can hear me now, right?
I can, yeah.
Okay, great. So let's see. What I'm why I want to create what I'm here in the group to create. This is interesting for me because part of it, I'm just trying to start a new book, and part of it is like, well, that's what I do. I guess I just have to do it. So it was good to really think about it. One reason is to keep connecting to others, keep that connection alive and to sort of sustain an audience and build on the audience that's already there. And another reason is just to develop as an artist. Because I'm at the very beginning of it, I don't really know in a more specific way what the value is to others. But I guess it's sort of a sense of I'm doing it for people that can enjoy stories and who want to connect. And I guess I trust that sort of my vision of the world is kind of interesting and rich and kind of helpful enough that it could be something that would be good to share with others.
Right.
So it's more of a trust in that than anything I could point to, since I don't know what the heck I'm doing right now with this new book. But I think that's fine. And let's see, this year I'd like to keep supporting the previous novel and bring it to more people. I really want to get a big chunk of this next thing down out. I mean, not out, but just done, so that I feel connected to it and just to feel deeper in and really find a story that captivates my interest. I think I have, but I'm not entirely sure. Okay. I want to develop my class, my meditation class for teens and for parents, because that's the thing I really want to do. And I have been kind of like sputtering on that a bit. Okay. And I've got some opportunities to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I would like to get my house more organized and beautified, and to develop a more organized and healthy daily schedule. I tend to sort of hang around the house way too long and then get grumpy. And I think there's a better way.
Yes. Very good. Well, it's important to do what we just did. It's important to do this kind of work because you can always refer back to it and keep it front and center. Life keeps coming at you, and the morass of petty shit can feel like a tsunami, and it's very important to hold on to why you're doing what you're doing, because our minds will take us everywhere else. So I'm moving on down the screen here. And I want to give everyone a tool today to help do that. Now, here's the thing. There are three kinds of stuff that we do in our lives. In this particular table, I've broken them down to important things that have deadlines, important things that don't have deadlines, and unimportant things. The world won't end whether you make the bed or not. It's nice. But, come on. And the thing about it is, important without deadlines, that's kind of like working on being less stressed, as Heather Gale brought up. Got to put something around that, some deadlines. You got to quantify it in some way. Like, say, by the end of the week, I will have sat in a chair and just breathed with my eyes closed for 2 minutes every day. Or three times this week. By Friday, I will have done that three times. Because again, a vision without a goal is just a pipe dream, right? So everything needs to move in under the category of important with deadlines. On the other hand, there's also the matter of prioritizing, right? So sometimes this matrix can help in the sense that certain things have to get done by a certain time. Certain things are important, but they're sort of ongoing, right? So you may have the same deadline or goal every week, and you may up the ante a little. Like, I'm going to sit and meditate for 15 minutes three times a week. Eventually you may get there. But what you don't want to have happen is have the stuff that's important without deadlines just fall off the map completely. You need to be doing something from that list every day, right? You want to make sure that the things that are not, you know, that don't have teeth, the thing about certain deadlines have teeth, right? If you miss a payment on your credit card, you know, you could lose your 0% now and owe all the interest on that. That's a deadline with some teeth, okay? Now, you can create deadlines with teeth in various ways. One of the ways is to use your accountability partner. I think it's good if you're even a little afraid of your accountability partner, okay? You wanna know that you don't want to show up to that conversation with them without having those three things you're being held accountable for done, okay? So we're creating some deadlines with teeth around the things that matter. Okay, so really look at those and see how you can begin to do that, all right? So I'm going to move on now. I gave this exercise for homework. Give everything in the middle column a deadline. I would change that to give everything in the middle column a deadline or... No, I'll leave that, because if you say you're going to do something three times a week by Friday, that's a deadline, yeah. So that's your homework. First, fill out the three columns, okay, with all of the things in your life. And then if they don't have deadlines or patterns, start to implement them, all right? Now I'm going to move on to this wonderful little matrix, managing complex change. I love this because from time to time we find ourselves in various states of being, okay? We're going to get back to that. But you may find, now, change happens when these five things are aligned, all right? Your vision, your skills are up to your vision, you have the incentive to follow through, you've got the deadlines with teeth, you have a really clear sense of the difference you're going to be making to yourself and others, you have access to the resources that you need to make the change, and you have an action plan to do it. When all five of those things are in place, change happens. And now here's the fun part. If you're feeling confused, there's a good possibility that your vision is foggy. You may have the skills to accomplish what you want. You may have, you may even have the incentive and the resources. You may even have a plan, but suddenly you're confused because you have lost touch with the vision, with the reason. And so some of the exercises that we did earlier today, I'm hoping, will come in handy there. All right? You're feeling just general anxiety. Right? Like you're walking out on stage naked. I think this is so interesting. Chances are you're feeling shaky around your skills, whatever the skills are that are required for whatever it is you're trying to do. And in an instance like this, one of two things may be going on. You really may not have the skill set you need, or you may not believe you do. In which case, some reality checking might be in order, okay? You may need to be reminded. That's the thing about fear. It's amazing. When we're in a state of fear, we forget everything we know. All of a sudden, I'll get somebody, a new client, and actually... and they'll send me, and I'll have a consultation, and they'll send me the answers to their questions, and I read the questions, and all of a sudden I go, I don't know how to help this person. I don't know how to coach. I don't know. What am I going to say? I don't know. I'm the fraud factor. I do know how to coach. I do know how to work with people. I have to just relax and get back in touch with that, right? You may need someone else to help you do it, all right? Or you may actually need to go out and take a class in something. I don't know. Resistance. You're feeling like, nah, I just don't feel like it. Or you're putting it off. You just don't want it enough. There's something in the way of your letting yourself experience how badly you want it. And if there is one philosophy I have as a coach. It's that you got to go for what you want, and you got to want what you're going for. If you want something, you can move mountains. And if you're resisting it, there's either some counterintention going on that you want as well, or you just have to stoke the fire in your belly and remind yourself why what you're doing matters and why you want it. Again, refer back to some of the work we did earlier today. Frustration, yeah. Frustration, man, it's very frustrating when you don't have what you need to do what you need to do. Like money. I need money. You want to have some money to buy paint supplies or hire a personal assistant or whatever it is you need. There's so much you could do if you weren't wasting your time doing the shit that somebody else could do as well or better. That frustration, you need to look at your resources when you're starting to feel frustrated. What's missing? And get creative about how you can get it. Maybe you don't have the money for it. Maybe you can barter, right? But that's a good point of focus to bring into your meetings with your accountability partner as well as your laser sessions with me, right? False starts. Well, you know, that's interesting because you may have an action plan. It might just be the wrong one, and, it doesn't work out, in which case you have to go back to the drawing board and create a new action plan. But, you know, you may be doing things backwards, starting a business and putting up a website before you have any customer leads or mailing list or anything. You know, false starts is where you're doing the wrong thing first. So it's really important to structure a good action plan to go forward. And I'm hoping that this little chart can be a good reference for you as well. I'm going to go into Q&A mode again, and I'd like to hear anybody's, if you have any questions about this process and about this chart, about the questions, and be specific. If you have a question, please relate it to something that you're trying to do in your life and in your work. All right, so get started. So raise your hands if you have something you want to share or say or ask about any of this. I should also remember to look at the text because you can also text in a question if you like. I just have to discipline myself and at looking at more than one thing at once, which I'm starting to do, you know, a journey. So, all right, it does, oh, there we go, Kim, go for it. So, yes, tell us.
I'm not sure this question is fully formed.
Okay.
But I think the notion of false starts is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, I feel like I'm almost always having a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons I do is because if it feels like one of the balls is going to drop, I'll just go to the other balls. So... because I shy away when things start to get complicated or difficult,
yeah.
I tend to translate that as a false start or a place I shouldn't put any more energy.
That's interesting. Okay.
So I will let that ball drop when maybe I shouldn't. I think I struggle with priorities and... if something looks like it's running into trouble, I will translate that as a false start. Like, I really don't belong here. I shouldn't put my energy here when, in fact...
Can you give me a specific example?
Yeah, I think that... when I was doing voiceover work for a long time and recording audiobooks, I was aware that I wasn't getting as many opportunities as I felt like I should. I had just like won an Audi Award and all of that, and I thought, well, I did, you know, a fair amount of self-marketing and blah, blah, and all that, and it didn't seem to come to fruition.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, okay, clearly, despite the fact that I got this acknowledgement, there's something about the way I'm going about this that isn't working. And at that juncture, I could have dug in deeper.
Right.
But instead, I just went to the other five things that I have on my plate. And that's a pretty constant.
Well, I have a question. Do you know when you had that, there was that turning point when you could have dug in deeper. What were you feeling?
I was feeling pretty anxious and beating myself up.
So you were thinking maybe you didn't have the skills to take it further? Is that
well, I think it also was at a time where the industry was changing.
Right.
And people were flocking to, the business was going completely online. Cool. And everybody had to become self-producers. So there was also the, now it's not enough to be a good narrator. I also have to edit and produce. And direct myself.
So it sounds like if you had wanted to, again, the wanting is all. You could have.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of nailed myself on that, and I dug in a little deeper and realized that there was a lot of fear there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to put pedal to the metal and make myself do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, in fact, learn how to do it. I did, in fact.
Are you wondering whether you should have stopped?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking that at that juncture it might have been better to just do a realistic assessment of how badly I wanted to do this and how much time I was going to put into it, relative to the amount of income I was going to be able to generate.
So it sounds like the next time you want to drop a ball, that assessment will be very important in order to change the pattern you're talking about. Okay?
Well, I'm thinking that's exactly, it's like a realistic sense of what's going to have to be invested going forward in order to make this work.
Okay, so I think that's something you shouldn't, when the time comes, when that happens, that's the important, don't do it by yourself. Don't try to do it by yourself.
That would have been the juncture to get some help.
That's right. That's right, when you're about to drop the ball. So this is great because it's all feedback. Now, you know yourself. You know better, you do better. That's how life works.
Right.
You know, not to be glib, but I think what you're doing is you are pointing out a pattern you're noticing about yourself, and the solution is to pause when it happens again. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to move on to Sharon. Yes, ma'am. So, questions about this?
I guess, I think it's a great idea, the idea that, that you really need to look at why you want to do it or get your motivation going.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it's partly because I'm at the beginning of something. Like, I don't know what the story is exactly. I have kind of an idea. Everything I do is kind of crap right now. And I have to really tolerate, like, oh, that seems thin. I don't even know if I like that idea. I don't know if I like this. And I'm just kind of, like, flailing around.
Yeah.
And, part of it is, that's just what happens when you're starting something new. It's just really uncomfortable. It's really, and generally speaking, what's powered me through is just stubbornness. But part of it was stubbornness of wanting to get something out there, and now I have something out there.
Right.
So it's kind of like I should write another book because that's what I do, and I've enjoyed it in the past, so I'm going to do it.
Right.
But, you know, and I kind of have this idea, but it's really not much of a – it's not a very powerful it's not a very powerful motivation, and I'm not quite sure what the best way around it is. You know, I mean, I could pump myself up by reading all the good reviews that I got, or I can make myself feel bad by reading the people on Amazon who thought I can't
do
anything. But it's probably not a good idea. But, you know, you do anyway, just because it's you're curious.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that's another question because I don't really think
that's useful. It sounds like resistance is, there might be some resistance going on that you don't know why you want to keep going quite yet.
Yeah, it's a lot of resistance.
But you're doing it anyway, so bravo.
I mean, right, I mean, I'm sort of doing it. I made these commitments, like joined this thing where I have to write something every day. And at first it was okay because it's like, okay, I'll just do this. And now I'm just like picking words, picking sentences out of the air. And, you know, it's an opportunity to really get deep in. Into something, and that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to be 100 pages in, because that feels good. But right now, I guess I just don't have a lot of faith in what I'm doing. Like, I don't know if it's really any good or not. As even as an idea, a lot of it has to do with them dealing with areas that I don't have a lot of personal experience in.
So
like
is there a question? I kind of opened the floor and said people can just share in general, but I think at this point, because we have a few minutes, I want to make sure I get questions answered. Do you have a question somewhere in there?
Well, I guess the question is, if you're not motivated, what do you do? Like, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is in a circumstance in which you think you should move forward, but you're not really feeling like you want to.
Well, the question is, what is what's going on when in the moment? What is, you know, is it? What is? What are you feeling? What are you feeling? That's causing you to be unclear about moving forward.
Yeah, I guess it's just a lack of just feeling confused about what I actually want to write.
Yeah, that vision. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And sometimes you, especially as you know, with the writing, you may have to just kind of fake it and write your way into the vision.
I think that's probably it. I think I just need to accept that I need to fake it.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's it. That I'm waiting for vision, but really I'm just going to have to fake it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this chart, I love this chart. At the same time, you do have to sort of take anything like this with a grain of salt because it's very... It's very corporate, isn't it, this consensus-building tool we're staring at? I mean, I love it. I think it's pretty accurate at times, but there are these gray areas where you feel confused. You landed on something to write about, and now it's just vomited out whether or not you think and see what's revealed in terms of the vision, you know? Just pick something. Sometimes you just got to pick something. Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. Just do stuff. just do stuff.
Stay in action. Just stay in action, right? And again, you may have more than one idea. You may have a couple things started. That might be the way you roll too and see which one catches fire as far as the writing.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I have different parts of a similar thing. But, yeah, I think I need to just try to keep moving, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you did just, keep. I think it's great you're part of that group where you're writing pages every day. But I would also just spend some time fantasizing. And you may do this anyway, I don't know. But you're writing this, you have a story you want to write. I would fantasize a little about the story and about the character and about why that character matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Because it's all about making meaning, you know, as an artist. It's hard to do anything if you don't have a sense of the meaning you're making, why you're doing it. But that's integral to the vision.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? What's it going to mean? So, great. Good. Good, good, good. These are really good questions. That's a really good question, Sharon, because, you know, there are subtleties here. Yeah. All right, so going once, going twice. I'm going back and forth with the mute button. It's very odd on my screen. Sometimes people are muted when they're not. Anybody else want to ask a question before we wrap up today? All right, well, while you're thinking about whether you have a question or not, and I'm going to keep my eye on that, I just want to say make sure that you note in your calendar May 14th for our intensive. All right, so save the date. It's a save the date at this point. I'm going to be, I'm looking at a venue at NYU in the village. I'll keep you posted on the exact hours and everything like that. So there's that bit of business. Also, please continue to use the group. As you may hear from the session today, there are a lot of overlaps, and I know certainly we have a lot of writers in the group. And so please, I hope you reach out and support each other in any way that you can, okay? And if you haven't scheduled a laser session yet, please schedule your laser session with me. A couple people have. But, you know, if you don't use it or lose it, okay? April's going to be over, and that'll be it. You're not going to double up in March. So please, go ahead. I think you have the link to that. And I believe it's on the Facebook page as well. All right? So if there aren't any more questions today, I'm just going to remind you that next week is a Q&A day. So gather them up for next week, all right? Bring all your questions about your goals for the year to the session then, and they can be about process, they can be about anything, marketing, technical places where you're stuck, whatever questions you have about what you're working on, next week bring it in. That's going to be the whole hour, okay? So it's been great talking, everybody. I'm going to just end the and I'm just unmuting everybody for a free-for-all. See you next week. All
thank
right?
you.
Bye.
You're
thanks.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye.
You're welcome. My bye. Pleasure. I had a ball. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.